Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luno here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luno, as we are every Sunday, and getting some really sad news this morning in the baseball world. Jose Fernandez, outstanding young pitcher with the Miami Marlins, passed away overnight in a boating accident, according to reports, 24 years old. And I don't know if you ever had any contact with Jose Fernandez or scouted him, Jeff, but obviously whenever you hear anything like that, a young person like that, it's just devastating.
It is terrible news that we woke up to this morning, not just for baseball fans, but for our country. This was a great young man who was a budding superstar, and I did have a chance to meet him and interact with him when he was going through the draft process, and everybody that's ever met him and been touched by him is really, you know, saying the same things today. We're going to miss him. He was going to be, he had such a bright future in front of him, and our condolences, obviously, with his family.
Jeff, it kind of puts it in perspective, but this has been a tough series for the Astros, particularly the last couple of games. Been good in getting good starting pitching, but this the meltdowns late has put the team in a precarious position late in the season.
It has. I mean, we came home thinking that we were in a pretty good spot given the schedules and the fact that we had done so well against the Angels. But, you know, the fact is it could be that our bullpen is just tired at this point after being relied upon all season long to carry us, and we've shown some chinks in the armor. You know, we're not out of it yet. We're going to continue to battle until that magic number goes down to zero, but elimination number. But right now, you know, it feels like we're going to have to win out. But, you know, this club can do it. We've seen them be capable of winning seven or eight in a row, and it's going to have to start today.
Got a really good start from Brad Peacock on Friday, and he was kind of a wild card coming in. Missed most of last year with various injuries and really hadn't pitched much in the big league since 2014. But five innings the other day, and he's been really strong for in this rotation, has done a really nice job to try and stabilize things.
He really has, and Tony D called us up and told us earlier this season that if we needed help, Brad Peacock could help us out. Mm. He was pitching well down in AAA, and we brought him up, and he's done exactly what we needed. Without having Keuchel, without having McCullers, we needed him to come in and stabilize things a little bit, and he did a nice job, and it's going to put him in a good spot for next year. He's going to come into camp competing for a spot, and hopefully he'll be part of this team.
Kind of an emotional roller coaster for Tyler White this year, but what he's been able to do in September since his recent call-up has been magnificent, particularly off the bench. What have you seen maturity-wise with Tyler White as you observe?
I think the first thing is that he's gotten himself into incredible shape.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that during the season, but if you look at what his body looks like now, it's very different than the beginning of the year and certainly last couple years. And that's a testament to our strength and conditioning staff and Tyler White's effort. And he's also stopped trying to hit home runs every time he comes up to bat. Mm-hmm. And it's just going back to what's made him good in the past. He's a good hitter. He's got a good eye, and he can drive the ball hard up the middle. And he's been doing that, and it's been successful for him. So yeah, it's a nice time for him to do that because, you know, we're still trying to figure out who's going to be our first baseman next year, and he's putting himself in that equation.
More with Astros General Manager Jeff Luno right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On September 1st, 1996, the Astros were in first place, a game and a half ahead of the Cardinals. Then they hit the skids. On Friday the 13th, they lost to the Rockies 6-3 in Denver to start a critical road trip. By then, they were a game and a half behind. They lost the next two to Denver and then the next three in Atlanta. Surely they would break the streak against the Marlins, but Miami was no day at the beach. The losing streak had reached eight games the entire road trip, and the Astros were five games out. Finally, after losing the first game of a homestand, Mike Sims got a game-winning hit in the 10th on this day, September 25th. Small consolation. The Cardinals were 6.5 games up by then, and the losing streak cost Terry Collins his job.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Once again, joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luno before the Astros take on the Angels. We saw Carlos Correa in Cleveland on a diving play earlier this month, hurt his left shoulder, had a recurrence of it in this series, but trying to play through it and showing some toughness, and he obviously understands the stakes of these games that the Astros have remaining.
He does. I was talking to Craig Biggio about it yesterday, and when a player does that, when he's hurt and he probably shouldn't be playing, but he has so much desire to help his team that he goes out there and plays and contributes, you know, that gains him a lot of respect in the clubhouse, among the staff, and for everybody. And that's what Carlos is doing. He doesn't want to see this thing slip away because he's not out there, so he's giving it every bit. He's not the only one. There's other guys out there that are banged up and tired this time of year. We're going on fumes a little bit, but you know they're inspired to keep chugging along, and I got to respect them for it.
Jeff, if you don't mind, explain to the folks what an instructional league is. Some people don't understand what the minor leaguers do that month after the season to try to help their development.
Well, it's a great opportunity for a lot of the players that are new to our organization to come to one central location, and we really can teach them stuff and do it in an environment where they can play some games but also get a lot of practice. So there's a lot of drafted players, a lot of the Cuban players that we just signed, international players, and then some guys that are working on particular skills. So we've got a pretty big group down there. They will play some games, but they'll spend a lot of time in the classroom out on the field with our instructors, all our instructors in one place. And it's really a great program, and hopefully these guys will all benefit from it and be able to progress next year.
How do you manage with some of these guys, especially the pitchers? You know, they've gone through a full season and managing their workload and making sure they don't get fatigued while at the same time getting that instruction that you talk about.
Yeah, that's the part that we definitely have to be careful about. We don't want them to do anything to injure themselves. A lot of these guys have pitched in college and then gone into pro ball and pitched. So there's not a lot of innings that we give them. It's more about touch and feel sessions, working with the pitching coaches, maybe getting a couple innings to try something out. But, yeah, we really want to protect them because it's important that they get their rest and recovery and come ready to go next year in spring training.
Jeff, this is kind of a sad homestand for the Astros. Bill Brown announced his retirement first day of this homestand, had a press conference, and it was a sad moment for a lot of us, and I'm sure for you too.
It was. Bill Brown's been such a great part of this organization, and I've only been privileged to be around him for the last 5 years. But we're going to miss him dearly, and I can't wait to see how much fun he has in retirement and see what we do to replace him. He's kind of irreplaceable.
All right, Jeff Luno, Astros General Manager. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.